Last week we talked about God's love for mankind, not just for me, but for mankind in general. I'd like to look at that again today, because I'd like to move from just his love for mankind to what is my response to the love that he has given me. There's a song, if you know it, I'd like you to sing it with me. I will serve thee because I love thee. You have given life to me. I was nothing before you found me. You have given life to me. Heartaches, broken pieces, ruined lives are why you died on Calvary. Your touch was what I longed for. You have given life to me. There's a reason I want to live for him. It's because of the change that he has been able to bring about in my life. There's a verse that says, we love him because he first loved us. You know, it's not something that we did. It's because of him. But we love him because he first loved us. I'd like to look also at a verse over in Ephesians 3 and 19. And to know, this is what I want to be able to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Want to be able to know the love that Christ had for me. There's a song. I'd like for us to look at a few songs again today. Song number 233. I want to know the love of Christ. This songwriter tells us about the love of Christ and what it does, the effect that it has on me. 233, the first verse. While sleeping careless on the brink of an eternal woe, I felt the touch of Jesus' love, and oh, it charmed me so. It says in the third verse, I know my sins have pierced thy heart, O Jesus crucified, and now thy love is breaking mine. I bow to him who died. Shall I with heaven's offer blessed lie bound in sin's domain? No, I will enter Jesus' rest and crown to conquer reign. I hear thy voice in tender love, so sweetly calling me. Thy dying love has won my heart. I yield, O Lord, to thee. I think of that song. I don't want to just see that song as being on the day I got saved. But throughout my life, I recognize the love that he had for me and the price that he paid for me to be able to be saved. Jeremiah 31 and 3, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. That's Christ's love, God's love for us. With loving kindness have I drawn thee. To each one of us, God desires not to drive us, but to draw us. And it's his love that does that. There's another song that we sing, number 208. It says, shall I tell you why I ceased from folly? Now I have to tell you, when I was a child living at home, mom and dad had boundaries in their home. You don't do this. You can do this. So it says, shall I tell you why I ceased from folly? You know, there was a time when I lived at home, I ceased from folly because mom and dad said, you're not going to do that. But you know what? I needed something more than that, because one day I was going to leave home. In that song, it says, shall I tell you why I ceased from folly, why I turned away from sin? It was because the love of my Redeemer fully won my heart to him. And I am very thankful that as I grew a little bit older, more than just mom and dad's rules held me, but I saw his love for me And it caused me to have a love back for the Lord that caused me to want to do the right things. It was the love of my Redeemer that fully won my heart to Him. We know the verse, we say it so often, children in Sunday school. His love to me was shown, for God so loved the world, John 3:16, that He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I need to be able today to see God's love for me individually, not just for mankind. There's another verse over in Romans, looking at God's love first, and then I want to take a look at how do I respond to that love. Romans 5:8. God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While there was nothing in us for Him to care about, possibly. Instead, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I am very thankful for that. We sing another song, number 264. It tells me, you know, because of this love, there's something I ought to do. 264, verse 1, I ought to love my Savior. He loved me long ago. He looked on my soul with favor when deep in guilt and woe. And though my sin had grieved Him, His Father's law had crossed, love drew Him down from heaven to seek and to save the lost. I am thankful for that love that He had, not just for all mankind, but that love that He had for me, calling after me. In John 15:13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. And I think about what Jesus was willing to do, God was willing to do in sending His Son. And for me to get a good picture of His love for me, and now I want us to look at what is my response to that love. You know, that love is shown, it's available to everyone, it's shown to everyone, but not everybody responds to that love that He has given. And I have to ask myself, how do I respond to it? We love Him because He first loved us. So how do I show Him that I love Him? I want to look at a verse in 1 John 3:18. Now this verse is talking about my relationship with fellow man. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. But I want to use this verse today in expressing my love back to God. It said, let me be real careful that I not just love in word. You know, it's easy for me to tell God I love you. But there's some scriptures that we will find that says that that love goes much deeper than just what I'm saying. Let me not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Now, does that mean should never say the word to God, I love you? No, but let it be backed up by deed and truth, more than just what I'm saying. And now it shows me, we start seeing some verses that tell me how I can really show God, show Christ that I love Him. Let's take a look at John, the 14th chapter. And in the 15th verse, very small verse, if you love me, keep my commandments. You know, I find several places in the scripture where it says, here's how I will be able to tell that you love me, if you will keep my commandments. And there's another one in Luke, the 6th chapter, and in the 46th verse. Because Jesus was talking to some people, and He's letting them know it needs to be more than just saying you love me. 6:46. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the sayings, the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you whom he's like. So it's more than just me hearing it, but for me to be able to do it. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? So I want to take this personal. I have seen his love manifested to me, and now I'm interested in showing my love back to him, and here's the best way to do it. I want to do more than just with my tongue saying, Lord, Lord, but I want to do those things that he says. You know, there's some times that he will come to me about something that I need to change in my own life, and I want to be able to be quick to do those. It says on down here, whosoever cometh to me, heareth my sayings, and doeth them, I'll show you who he's like. He's like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. When the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon that house, it could not shake it, for he was founded on a rock. So look at this. What caused that to happen? It was something more than just saying, Lord, Lord, but it was doing the things that the Lord said. There is a song that we have. It's number 121. And it tells me how to be able to show the Lord that I love him. Let's look at verse number 1. Well, let's sing verse number 1. By thy blessed word obeying, Lord, we prove our love sincere. For we hear thee gently saying, love will do as well as here. Dear Redeemer, we would hallow all thy words so firm and true. In thy footsteps meekly follow, thy commands we love to do. You know, there's a message just in that one verse of song. It's by your blessed word obeying that we prove our love is sincere. Because I can hear you gently saying, love is going to do as well as here. Dear Redeemer, we would hallow all thy words so firm and true. In thy footsteps meekly follow, thy commands we love to do. You know, I want it to be more than just, I've got to do it. If I want to make heaven, I've got to do it. But I want to have a love that responds back to the love that he has shown me, where I have a desire to be able to do it. In 1 John 5 and 3, I want to be able to show my love back to him. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And then this next little piece adds something else to it. His commandments are not grievous. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. You know, we could keep them. Well, I've got to do this if I want to make heaven my home. But you know, or we can enjoy following his commandments. It's our love shown back to him. His commandments are not grievous. In that same song, 121, verse 4. In thy wisdom, Lord, confiding, we will follow in thy way. With your love in us abiding, it's delightful to obey. You know, that moves over into an altogether different category. I've got to do this to make heaven. But instead, with your love in us abiding, it's delightful to obey. I enjoy being able to do it. In John, the 15th chapter, John 15 and the 9th verse. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. You know, it's almost like this is a flowing stream. It flows from the Father hath loved Christ, so I have loved you. Now you continue in my love. Let it keep on flowing. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. There is another verse in John 14 and 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come and make our abode with him. You know, it's delightful to obey when he has come and made his abode with us, when he's dwelling in us, walking with us. There's still another verse. Each commandment thou hast given, the fifth verse of 121. Each commandment thou hast given, it's a way mark on the road. You know, we go along on a highway and we will see signs saying, you want to make it to Tulsa, you keep on going this way and you've got so many more miles to go. You know, if you use GPS and you're wanting to follow it and you're heading toward Tulsa and you turn off to maybe get something to eat, and it will tell you, you need to turn around. You need to get back on this route to be able to get there. Each commandment you have given, it's a way mark on the road. It's a little sign on here to go to heaven. Follow this direction. Keep going this direction. It's leading up from earth to heaven to the blessed throne of God. I am thankful for that. You know, we look at those places where following his commandments, do I enjoy it, or is it a burden to me? I looked at this in Psalms 1 and 1. I like this. It does not have a man's name to it because it could be any one of us. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. His delight. See this, we talked last week about God's love for mankind. This week is my love showing back to him. Here's part of it. His delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law doth he meditate day and night. You know, it's to come to a place where I love him because he first loved me. Now that love is causing something to happen. What does the verse say? As a hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. A desire to be able to have a relationship with the Lord, a desire to be able to come into contact again with him. I want to be able to have that. I want to be able to show that love back to him. Here is another verse in Ephesians 3. Because we're in a time where things are shaken, and I want to be secure. I want to be solid. In Ephesians, the third chapter, and in the 17th verse, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. You know, this past week when that windstorm came, there were some trees that looked like they were very secure. I had one in my yard that did not look like it was dead, but when the wind hit it, it took the root system right out of the ground, and I realized it was dead. Being rooted and grounded in love, in my love for him because of his love for me. In that storm, you know, Heather had a trampoline. You better tie that thing down with this wind coming, so she did. She took a chain and she wrapped it around the leg of the trampoline and tied it to a tree and went back to check it later, and the chain is still there and the leg is still there. And the trampoline is gone. So it wasn't rooted and grounded enough to be able to stay secure. And you know, so often we can kind of be that. I've got this little attachment right here, but so much is not attached that when those storms come, you know, when we talked about this in the end, at the end of the seventh chapter of the Sermon on the Mount, let's just take a look at the things that happened there. Because it happens to everybody. The rain descended. This is the 25th verse of the 7th chapter. The rain descended. The floods came. The winds blew. And they beat upon that house. And it fell not. Because it was founded on a rock. What does this say? Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. that ye being rooted and grounded in love. You know, we're going to each one have things come in our life that's going to try to shake us loose. But it is possible for me to be rooted and grounded. And what I want to be done is rooted and grounded in love for Christ, for what he has done for me. It gives me something very solid to hold to. There is, in Ephesians 4 and 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about. Here's another wind. You know, we've seen some wind this week that can move some things around. Here's another wind. We henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine. I want to be able to look at the next verse. Speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ. I don't want to be moved about with the winds of this world, even just the things that are happening around me. But I want to be able to have something that's secure. And I want to look at one more area this morning. We can have our love to be perfected. In 1 John 2 and 5. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. So I look at this. Can I have my love perfected more? I love him, but maybe I could love him. What does the song say? Let me love thee more and more till this fleeting, fleeting life is o'er. Till my soul is lost in love in a brighter, brighter world above. Every day, every hour, let me feel thy cleansing power. May thy precious love to me bind me closer, closer, Lord, to thee. I wanted to be able to do that because there's coming a time that I want to have a perfect love. And there's a place that I have read before, and I want us to look at it now. In 1 John, the 4th chapter, and in the 16th verse, it says, and we have known and believed the love that God had to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. You know, there's coming a time that we're all going to stand before the Lord one day. And it said, herein is our love made perfect. It's that verse before, the love that God had to us, and now, you know, we want to have it back to him. And it can be perfected that we can have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is today, so are we in this world. And, you know, as he comes along to show me, Dan, there's places that you are not just like me today. Want to be able to make those changes. I want to make those because I love him. Because here's something that's coming. There is no fear in love. Now, what does that mean? If I see a snake, there's something that happens to my heart, to my thumping of my heart. I have fear. You know, if you look like you're about to get hit by a car, you'll have fear. This says there's no fear in love. Now, what's that talking about? It says perfect love casteth out fear. Now, is it that I can have a perfect love to where nothing scares me anymore? That's not talking about that. What it's talking about, there's a day coming. The day of judgment is coming. I can have my love in him perfected to the point that when I am called to meet him and stand before him one day, I don't have to have a fear that there's something in my life that he will be displeased with. When Jesus came to, right at the end of the Bible, Jesus came to John and he said, behold, I come quickly. And John was able to say right back, even so come, Lord Jesus. I want to love him throughout my life. Let that love go back and forth between us to where God loves him, he loves me, and I want to love him back in a response again. I want to live my life to where day by day, as he tells me something that needs to be adjusted, in love, I respond back to him and say, yes, Lord, I will make that change. And then one day, I will be able to have this love that casts out fear of standing before him. Now, it's in no way that we can say it's in my strength that I can stand before him, but because of the love that he has shown to me and has helped me throughout my life, I don't have to have a fear of that day. I want to be able to live that. And you know what? That's going to be so valuable for us. There is our song that I want to close with. Song number 208. This is why I love my Savior. Verse number 3. Would you bid me give to all a reason of the hope I now possess? It is Christ. See, is it something that I have been able to do? It is Christ in me, the hope of glory, and his perfect holiness. Would you bid me give to all a reason of the hope I now possess? You know what? I don't want that hope to be in, you know what? I have good works. What does it say? I think it's Ephesians in the 2nd chapter. That it's going to take more than just good works. Would you bid me give to all a reason of the hope I now possess? This one says, by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. So when I look at this, my giving a reason of the hope I now possess, it's not because, you remember the man that was standing praying and said, I fast twice in the week, I give of all I possess. I am glad I'm not like other men. And then you remember it said that it was the other man that went to his house justified. I look at this verse and says, by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. It's because of God's love pouring into my heart and me responding back to him with anything that he asked me to do. It is Christ in me, the hope of glory, and his perfect holiness. This is why I love my Savior, why I love to follow him, for he died my soul to ransom, and he washed me from my sin. I am thankful for his love that was shown to me, and I want to respond back with a love to him. I'd like for us to close. Maybe we can stand and sing that number 208.